Just 1 minute, guys and girls. Paymon is on his way. He's, again, having some audio technical difficulties. So just give us 1 moment, and Paymon will be on the line with us. Thank you.
Welcome, everyone, to Freedom Law School's weekly conference call on this Tuesday, January 19, 2016. This is Paymon Mutahedeh, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and your host for this program. Freedom Law School's conference calls are now 3 times a week, every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Tuesdays at 10 o'clock in the morning, Wednesdays at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and Thursdays at 8 o'clock in the evening, all of which are Eastern time zone. We hope that more of you will participate and tell your friends, neighbors, and co-workers who are interested in freedom and how to live free of oppressive taxation and control, restore freedom and prosperity in America, to be on these calls. Folks, America was meant to be a land of the free, home of the brave. I came to America myself at the age of 14 in 1977 with no one to guide me, no parents, no uncles, aunts, cousins, just an older introvert brother, the older brother that was no use. And I had to find my way in America, in this land of freedom and opportunity. And folks, I'm going to help you find your freedom and your opportunity and your prosperity. There's a Great Depression in America right now. A lot of people are hurting, jobless, homeless. The businesses are hurting, lower income. People cannot afford to eat good food. Okay, take care of the health of the children. See a dentist. Because we have a situation where our government is no longer by, of, and for we the people. We have the big banks in this country, namely Chase, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Citi, and Goldman Sachs. These big crooks and criminals in Wall Street own the major politicians of both parties. And they control the major media in America, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Fox. All the major papers, newspapers, LA Times, New York Times, Washington Post, all the major city papers are owned by the same crooks and criminals. They're lying to American people, deceiving us into all these wars. And these banks bought off the Congress of the United States and gave themselves the power to counterfeit money by the billions out of thin air and lend it to us, American people, businesses, and even the government, are charging us interest on the money they made out of thin air. That's right. And they can, by the way, they can invest that money out of thin air also. They can do that, actually, literally. And the income tax system is a part of that scam and the fraud, okay, that the banksters instituted in America to reduce America to slavery so that they can become richer and more powerful and control America and the world. So believe it or not, folks, You, the American people, are the hope of the people of the world. To have this empire of the United States, who is now violating so many people's rights and countries and their lives across the world, they are looking for American people like you and me to stop these corrupt wars by stopping this crazy feeding machine of U.S. government, not paying, you know, the money to support this criminality and not supporting the big banks, by we restoring the U.S. government back to the limits of the U.S. Constitution. That's what the whole world wants us as Americans to do. And we can do it, folks. We just have to educate ourselves, friends, family members, American people, folks. It's up to us to make it happen by getting educated and then taking action. So, folks, you find a very unique source at Freedom Law School to educate yourself. You will not find another source like Freedom Law School that will teach you about the law and your rights. the things that you should have been taught coming out of high school at age of 18. You were dumped into an adult world. You were a child. Now you're an adult. What to do, what not to do with the police, with the IRS, with the bureaucrats, with the government contacting you. What should your response be or not be? These are the things, as a sovereign, free, independent adult, you should know. But they have us come out of the public fool system, uneducated, unprepared. So Freedom Law School will provide that remedial education, remedial preparation that we all should have had in high school. So if you sign up for our newsletter, email at our livefreenow.org website, you're going to get a free education for at least 1 year, once a month, sent to you by email. Education otherwise is not available on out there, and it's for sale, not much of it. You can get that for free. We'll mail a package to you first, and then you're going to get that further education, that once a month. In fact, we'll send you first a speech of one of my students who verified what I've been saying and others in the tax honesty movement, that the income tax is a giant fraud. If you can go on Google and type in Joe Bannister, guess what? You're going to get his speech on video, which I will send you on audio CD for you for free to listen to it in the convenience of your car. I know you're busy. I know most of you don't have time to sit behind a computer and read or watch a video for an hour and a half, but you can listen to the same speech on audio CD in your car. So I'll mail that to you and more. Just go to livefreenow.org, get on our email list, like us on our Facebook, and call us if you want at 813-444-4800. And Freedom Law School is going to be your source of education and solutions. Any kind of freedom issue you got, Freedom Law School is your source for the answers and solutions that you have been looking for. Now, what I'm going to do today, like every Tuesday, is I'm going to answer your questions first. Any and all questions you have about any freedom issue will be answered for you. Then I will talk about the topic subject of today's education portion of the conference call. In other words, at this conference call, I'll be educating you guys every week about a new freedom issue subject that you did not know about previously. So first thing you want to do, folks, is if you have a question, be prepared, because I'm going to ask you to give me your first name only to respect your privacy, only your first name. And then I'm going to have you answer your question, whatever your question is. Take everybody's questions. And the class I'll be teaching you about is about the income tax. If anybody can show Freedom Law School how an American can file an income tax confession or return, the typical 1040 form that the IRS wants you to file, without giving up your Fifth Amendment guaranteed right not to give any information to the government, may be used against you to put you in prison, I'll give that person $100,000. This reward has been there since 1999. If you get your accountant, CPA, lawyer, or your friendly IRS agent or judge to claim the reward with you, I will double that $100,000, one for you and one for the other person who assists you, the expert who's supposed to know about tax law. I mean, you know, accountants, CPAs, lawyers, supposed to know about tax law. IRS employees and lawyers and judges supposed to know law, right? Well, where is? Show me how we can get how this income tax system exists on American people without it being in violation of the U.S. Constitution, Fifth Amendment. It's just not possible. But we'll talk about that later on. First, we're going to go to answer any question you guys have first. So let's go see if any caller has any questions. The caller from area code 615. If you have a question, please go ahead and give me your first name now. Okay, let's go to the caller from area code 704. If you have a question, call from area code 704. Please announce yourself now.
Good morning. How you doing, Piman? I'm just listening in right now.
No problem, my friend. No problem. Thanks for being on the call, my friend. Let's
right,
go
you.
To, let's see, another caller from area code 224. The caller from area code 224, if you have a question, please go to announce yourself now.
Kevin.
Kevin, very good, my friend. Now,
wow.
Kevin, how did you hear about Freedom Law School, by the way?
I don't know, but I have your level 1 course.
Very good. Very good, my friend, Kevin. Excellent. Well, Kevin, what's it in mind today, my friend?
I plan on having a business model like you where you sell your stuff through the mail, and I have two questions for this. First of all, when I do it, I'm going to be getting a P.O. box or one of those boxes from a place like a UPS store. And
mm-hmm.
I was wondering, when I fill out the application, should I put business or personal use on it? And the reason why I ask this is because I'm afraid that if I put business, it might raise an eyebrow if I get a huge number of letters. You know, and they might say, like, oh, you made so much money because you had so many letters. And I know they wouldn't be able to prove it, but I'm just afraid that they would be able to do something like that.
Well, first of all, having a mailbox rental application filled out is not a big deal. I will not really worry about that because the application is, you know, with a mailbox rental place themselves. Okay? And number two, if the government really wants to find out about your mail, they could order what's called a mail cover, which means that they have the post office copy every envelope that comes to you to your mailbox, the outside of it, and give it to the government. So they can know about your mail that way anyhow, no matter what you put on the application, if they really want to come after you. Number three, on the form, I mean, it's pretty much always, everything's always, you got personal mail coming to you anyhow. And
mm-hmm.
the business that you're thinking about doing, who knows, you might do it for 2 months, 6 months, 2 years, and stop. Who knows? So just because you got that mailbox for business reasons right now, perhaps, doesn't mean it's going to stay that way. It might change, and you might just keep it for your personal use, and down the road again use it for business. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
So in my opinion, you know, it's always safer to say personal because it's for you. And then if you do some business later on, you do it for business also. And it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really make a difference, you know, about those things. I used to, for a short time, at a mailbox place way back then in the 80s. And so I know about this thing. You know, it doesn't really matter. You know, I never even asked that question on the application for someone to get a mailbox. You know, who cares? Personal business, what difference does it make? You know? Quite frankly, the mailbox rental place, all they do is, you know, the mail comes in. I used to stand back there and just put the mail in the mailbox that belonged to the mailbox number. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then, you know, look at if is it business or not, or, you know, his brother, he's getting mail for his brother or a business or not. As long as it didn't come back to me as a wrong mail, oh, that's the old person that had the box, for example, or the wrong mailbox number, I didn't care. The guy got his mail. Whatever was that in the mailbox. It didn't cost me, you know, hardly any more time. It didn't really matter. So it's not a big deal, my friend. Focus on the other issues that really matter to prepare yourself for freedom. That's, fortunately, that is not a problem, Kevin.
Okay. Thank you. And I have one more question. All right.
Mm-hmm.
To do this business, I need to print books, and I got two options. The first option is that I could print my own by getting all the equipment. It'd be a total pain in the butt, but I could do it. And second is that I could use a book printing service, and I'd much rather use that for the speed and ease of it. But the problem with that is that for me to lower the cost to make it efficient, I need to spend about like $5,000 at a time. And I have that money to spend, and I know I can get money orders and mail it to them. But I'm afraid that by doing this, because my name is on the money order, that I might get reported to the IRS in some way, especially if I have multiple $5,000 runs. Like, let's say I have 10 in a year, you know. So what's your opinion on that?
I don't see it as a really big deal. You know, you're going to, I don't see it as a problem, quite frankly. Seems to me, you know, a book seller, you're going to be selling book to all kind of different individuals. What you pay for your expenses is just expenses. It's just the cost of business. It's a loss. Who knows? Maybe you might print up these books and not end up being able to sell them as you expected or hoped for.
Well, I know, but I mean, like let's say, because the company I'd be dealing with, let's say that they know about your stuff and they know about how the income tax is a fraud and all that, and they fill out their tax return. I'm going to be implicated on that with the checks, or I mean with the money order. Am I not?
Money order that you pay for the printing, you mean?
Yeah.
That's expense. Even if it is, look, that's fine. That's expense. That's expense. The receipt would be your how much you actually sell or receive would be perhaps your concern. But not the expenses.
Okay.
That was a loss. That's a loss to you if you just sold no books. And
then
if you...
Wouldn't somebody be able to prove, wouldn't the IRS or whoever be able to prove that, hey, you spent $50,000? Doesn't that mean you made $50,000?
Wouldn't that be nice? Would that be nice if everybody has a business venture of some sort, would have a guaranteed way of making sure that all the expenses are paid for, they don't ever lose money? That would be great. You know, I appreciate your optimism and confidence that your business is going to make money, and hopefully it will make money for you. But the world is full of people with business ideas that spend the money, and they lose. They didn't work out right. They're going to sell the products. The customer... didn't show up, or somebody outdid him a lot cheaper. I know somebody that says spent $700,000 in his new way of bottling this. They found out these fresh fruit juice smoothies that was going to be without cooking it, with all raw, uncooked enzymes that are alive with pressure thing. And they're going to do this thing. They're going to go. They spend all this money into it, and they find out, oh my gosh, There's what's that coffee shop? That Starbucks and coffee. They get into business, and they're gonna do it a lot cheaper because they got large quantities of this thing made. They can do a lot cheaper. So all the stuff they were hoping to sell didn't work out. So no, just because you spend money doesn't mean you made it back at all, whatsoever. It just means you spend money. You perhaps lost money. A lot of people do stuff that they lose money. So don't worry about that. You're fine there.
Okay, cool. Thank you. That's all.
You're welcome, Kevin. If you want to do a one-hour consultation privately where you can go over this stuff more detail and privately about your concerns, and I can address them a little bit better for you in private than on a public conference call like this. Okay?
Sure. I'll do that then.
Okay, my friend.
Who can I call? Do I just call them? I don't have the binder.
All you do is just go to our website at livefreenow.org. Our address in Brooksville, Florida is there. And just send $240 cash only for 1 hour prepaid consultation. And you can put your questions or paperwork, anything written down beforehand. That will save me time and save you money because I can focus that hour on your questions on point and explain your concerns, understand your concerns, explain to your situation, your solutions that you may have, expenses that you may incur, your risks, your rewards, so you can understand what you got going on. You can make an intelligent decision what's the best way to move forward that would make the best sense of safety as well as opportunity for you and success.
I call the 813 area code to plan it out, right?
Uh-huh. 813 number on our website. 813-444-4800, correct.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're most welcome. Okay, now let's go to area code 734. And the call for area code 734. If you have a question, please go ahead and announce yourself now.
Hi, Payman. My name is Ty. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Ty. Have you been on our conference calls before, Ty?
Yes, I have.
I thought so. Your name sounded familiar. That's T-A-I, correct?
T-Y.
T-Y, T-Y. Yes, yes, that's right. Well, Ty, it's great to hear from you. What's on your mind today?
Okay, so the only question that I have is I've actually been doing my due diligence as an American citizen and as someone who actually has found out really good information about, you know, the IRS and the tax, you know, fraud and all of this, you know, these things that you have, you know, so well taught us. So I've been, you know, giving people the information. Well, I have people asking me questions. So I said, well, I gave them your number, but of course, you know how leery people can be, you know, on the first time. So they're like, well, can you just call and ask the question and then I'll call next time. And I'm like, okay, fine. So I'm actually calling on the behalf of someone else, wanting to know, how do you go about getting back? What are the proper steps you need to take? I know that you can go back as far as 3 years to get a full refund of your taxes. What's the steps that you need to take in doing so? Like this is tax season. Everybody knows this is tax season. If someone wanted to get their full, you know, return 3 years back, how would they go about doing that? Hello?
Well, here's my suggestion. You could try to put the spilled milk back in a bottle. Mm-hmm. Or the toothpaste that's got now the toothpaste dispenser back in there.
Mm-hmm.
What it's a lot more effective and easier is to not let the milk spill in the first place.
Okay.
And not let the toothpaste get out of the toothpaste container in the first place and try to put it back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There are ways people can do that. I mean, I know some people fill out the IRS Form 4852. That's what the Lost Horizons, Pete Henningsen, recommends doing. Urban Schiff used to have people do zero returns. You know, they have put zeros as an income on the return 1040 form and attach mm-hmm. a W-4 and say, hey, get the withholding back. That's on the W-4 form reflected. And I've known people that have done these things and got the money back for 3 years or even more.
Mm-hmm.
I also have seen others that done these methods and they got nothing back from the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
Yet I've seen others that done this and got penalized by the IRS.
Okay.
For doing these things. You know, up to 500 it used to be, now it's up to 5,000 for simply filling out these forms that the IRS doesn't like. They disagree with a legal conclusion that the average person money that they make for a living is not subject to the income tax. So that's the problem. That's the risk that you take by doing that. You want to get your money back? You may. You may be penalized, you know. If it was me, for me, I'd rather just not do either, you know. But if you want to do that, those are the ways that I know what people have done and had some success and some not success, some failures. For me, mm-hmm. the focus is on the new year going forward.
Right.
Not to, you know, even be have the withholding in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have the problem of getting it back. I would focus rather on that issue. For, that would be a much more productive way.
Okay. Now, Payman, for the information that I need to give to them, because I'm going to give them everything that you said, if they so choose to go after it, just give me one scenario when it turned out okay. You said it was the 1040 form. Put zero and what else?
They put zeros on income. They put like income and they put income zero and they put the amount that they was withheld, attached to W-4 that shows how
mm-hmm.
much was withheld from them. They got that back, you know. And I don't know anybody personally showed me the paperwork. On Urban Schiff on his radio show would announce that. And
mm-hmm.
He had, you know, copied those checks on this. I assume that's what they did, because that's what he said that's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm not recommending people do that, but that's what people did. And then what happened is that the IRS formed a student of mine who was an IRS agent in California.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, Payman, what the IRS has done now is they have formed the Unprocessable Return Program. I said, what is that? He says, well, they caught on to Urban Shift that they're doing this stuff, and they have they tell the people that, look, if your returns look like this, do not process them. Send them to a special unit that will look at them closer and handle it. So sometimes the employees of the IRS catch these things, and sometimes they don't catch them. You know, and so and if you try to get to court, the court will say, look, you know, you just you got your W-2 attached here. That shows how much wages you were paid, how much withholding there was. You say your wages are not income. We say it is. You lose. You're wrong. That's it. That's how they do it, unfortunately.
Okay. And one more thing, Paimon. For myself, this is for my personal question now. For myself, this year starting in a new year, working and moving forward, we have done the steps that we've needed to take, me and my husband, to make sure that withholding is not taken out of our checks. Is that the best thing to do?
What is the best thing to do? Yeah, exactly. You don't have withholding in the first place.
Yeah.
That's right. Your money is not subject to the tax. In fact, I especially like the situation of a wage earner, you know, because, you know, the government, on the IRS code, IRS code section 61, which is gross income, you know, because you got to get gross income from net income from gross income. IRS code section 61 is gross income defined, and IRS code section 63 is the gross income. So, and I said it the wrong way. Section 63 is taxable income. Section 61 is gross income. You get taxable income from gross income. And in Section 61 of the IRS code, you can look up online for yourself. Don't rely on me. Please, don't rely on me. Go on your own search engine of your computer, Google, Yahoo, whatever you got. Type in 26 space USC space 61. And IRS code section 61 will come up. Okay? And you see they mention a bunch of items of gross income like royalties and rents and dividends and all kind of different stuff. And they mention fringe benefits even, you know. But they don't mention wages or salaries. It's explicitly not there. And I covered this, by the way, last conference call last week, this issue in more detail. You might want to listen to the conference call I did on Thursday, the 14th of January, 2016.
Okay.
I covered that issue in more detail there. So wages are not there. You can show it to your employer, look, wages are not there. How come Congress thought about royalties? How many Americans get actually royalties? The Congress thought about that. But the congressmen and the lawyers they got were stupid enough to forget about the average American source of income is wages and income and salaries. No, they left out wages and salaries because the Congress never intended, never passed a law to tax the average American's wages and salaries and take that to your employer. And also take them the IRS code section 7701A16. You know, I covered that in previous conference call. And again, print out these laws. Print out the actual law from the internet. It said, look, here's the law. If I'm wrong, if the law doesn't say that, maybe I got the wrong version on the internet. Please come and correct me. You know? But at least you correct me. I think I found the right thing on the internet, the copy of the law. That's the beautiful thing about the internet these days. You can find anything from the true direct source. In fact, you put up laws out there on the internet now. The first two we get, usually the Cornell Law University. It's one of the biggest universities in America. And the next one that comes up usually the government printing office, gpo.gov. So you cannot deny that that's the law that you got as a real law. So that's what I'm going to do.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Paimon, for your information. I really do appreciate it. It has helped my household and my family a ton. So I do appreciate what you're doing. And, you know, I hope that you continue to help a lot more people.
Thank you. Thank you for being on the call. And I look forward to being with you guys again tomorrow at 3:00 in the afternoon. So, folks, I'm going to end the call this time, this conference call. And I'll be back with you tomorrow at 3:00 on Wednesday. And I'm going to discuss, the second 100,000 income tax reward of Freedom Law School, which is if anybody can show me how, anybody can file an income tax confession form or return without giving up your Fifth Amendment right to not to give information to the government that they can use to put you in jail, I'll give you $100,000. So that question will be discussed in more detail tomorrow at 3 o'clock, Wednesday, the 20th, and also Thursday, the 21st at 8 p.m. Good night, everybody. Have a good day.